Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman in studio. He walked in just as his open hit there. Yep. Good timing, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. We're got a lot going on over there in Camo X, as you can imagine, following the story in New Orleans. It is just tragic. Just absolutely horrific what happened down there.
And, of course, they delayed the bowl game, which will be played today. In the scope of things, not that important. I guess they could have moved it if they needed to, but they feel that a day afterwards they have enough time to secure. I still call it the Superdome, right?
It is the Superdome.
It's the Superdome.
Yeah, it's still the Superdome.
I thought they named it some new name.
No, I mean, it's ever since it happened on New Year's morning, they have been working to secure the city.
Yeah.
So starting with the French Quarter and then fanning out, and you know, you're about a mile from the Superdome right there. So everything within that area, and they do feel like they have it to where it will be terrific and all systems go. But you know, to know that the teams were sheltered in place, that people were sheltered in place, that everything was on hold, there's no way they could have played that last night. And this afternoon, does it feel early? It does. But then again, if everything is secure, not to mention you have thousands of people spending money on hotels, and you get, you know, other hotel rooms, I'm sure, booked. This is New Orleans we're talking about, so you know, there's constantly stuff going on down there. It's probably hard logistically to just keep people hanging around until you start the game.
And I'm sure that fed into the size of the crowd. It would have been big anyway for New Year's Eve, but given the fact that there's supposed to be a bowl game on New Year's Day. So I watched.
And by the way, the Super Bowl is going to be there
in 35 days.
Yeah, think how tight security will be for that.
Mardi Gras. I went to the Super Bowl after 9/11. So that was when the Rams played the Patriots. And the security was very heavy then to get in. You had to make sure you were standing there an hour easily before you wanted to be, just to get through security. So I'll be curious to see how that works down there. But they, they do a wonderful job down there. I've always said that they should just have the Super Bowl there every year. I mean, it's the Superdome. Just have the Super Bowl, and it's Bourbon Street, and it's a great area to party and hang out. That's what makes this even more difficult. It's tragic no matter where it took place, but you know, it's supposed to be such a wonderful, festive place, and it is. And that city is working hard to repair it.
One thought after watching those football games yesterday. Thank goodness that they finally agreed to this playoff situation. Because I want to see Ohio State play again. I want to see them play Texas after a double overtime game yesterday. And obviously, whatever Georgia and Notre Dame do today, I mean, it's just been these fantastic, high-scoring games with these prolific offenses and great defenses. And I felt bad for Oregon at one point. I told Kim earlier, they were kind of got embarrassed in that first half, didn't they?
Ohio State's hot. I love Mike Schumann, who covers Indiana football, wrote, "I'm old enough to remember when a bunch of people tried to run Indiana out of the college football playoff for losing one game to Ohio State in Columbus."
Yeah.
I mean, look how good they are. I mean, they are tremendous. By the way, I was told the SEC was the dominant conference in all of college football. What happened to them? Alabama loses to Michigan. South Carolina loses to Illinois. I mean, on and on it goes. Texas, woo, that was close. I mean, that was a great game. Arizona State gave them all they could handle. Texas survives that. Now Ohio State will go in there a 5.5-point favorite in the Cotton Bowl next week. And now you have Penn State against the winner of Notre Dame and Georgia. And here we go again with the SEC. I think Notre Dame's going to beat them. Notre Dame's good, man. And you know, they've got a great, great secondary, great defense. Georgia's starting a new quarterback.
Yeah,
In Gunnar Stockton is
and Carson why is that?
Beck,
is
Carson
that
a Beck's out for the year?
Okay,
with an injury, so it's going to be tough. Georgia's one of the best teams and maybe the best coach out there right now in Kirby Smart. So I'm sure they'll be prepared and ready to go. But that's another thing to actually play the game. So that should be fun tonight or this afternoon with all the horrible tragedy surrounding it. It'll be a nice distraction, I think, for people to enjoy some football today.
What time does that game start, do you know?
Three o'clock. So we have to adjust your day accordingly.
Well, Mizzou was able to squeak out a win, so with Illinois.
Yeah, it was great. Great wins for both. You know, Missouri beats Iowa, and you know, while Iowa might be just sort of a middle of the road Big Ten team right now, they have a proud program that loves to recruit St. Louis. They love to come in here and take St. Louis recruits up there. So that's a good win for Eli Drinkwitz in Missouri. Didn't we say on Monday, I was like, enough already. Get Iowa out of here.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, they're great people up there at Iowa, and you know, two proud programs. That's a good win for Missouri. Feel great about themselves being 10-3 and 21-5 over the last 2 years. And for Illinois, that's a really great win. I mean, South Carolina was, I thought, the best of all the SEC teams that the league was complaining about. Alabama should be in. Ole Miss should be in. Alabama got crushed by Oklahoma in Norman. Get out of here with that. Ole Miss got beat by Kentucky. No offense, Mark, but Kentucky's only Power 4 win was at Ole Miss. Get out of here, Kentucky.
Okay, just wait till basketball season,
get
Mr. Big
here.
Ten. Just wait.
Well, I'm not done. Ole Miss doesn't belong, okay, in the playoff. Please. Illinois, South Carolina had a case. South Carolina had three losses. They're out, but they were three tough losses, you know, a hot team. Illinois beats them. I think that's a great win for Illinois and a great win for Brett Bielema. And that program, they finished 10-3. And so, yeah, terrific, terrific win. Yes, your basketball team is fantastic. I'm not talking about Kentucky.
I'm just talking about the SEC. They've got like,
you know,
in the top 10 or 12 teams, I think five or six of them are SEC teams.
They're going to have a ton of teams in the tournament. They are easily the best conference in basketball, no doubt about it.
Including Mizzou,
which
Cam.
Makes
I mean,
it hard.
Come on. It's all the SEC.
Missouri will get in. Yeah, Missouri should. They've got a tough game coming, though. They got to play Auburn just right out of the gate. But, you know, that makes it harder in the NCAA tournament, by the way, for the little guy to get in. Like, SLU situation, there's no chance unless they win the A-10 tournament now. And the A-10 won't get too many in because of the SEC, the Big Ten. You know, they invite everybody out of those leagues that have a good year because of the gauntlet they have to go through. It's just part of college sports today. Little guys having a tougher time.
Are we in a dead zone for baseball right now?
No, I mean, we're in the hot stove league now, so I didn't anticipate anything to happen over Christmas and New Year's. So,
right.
They come out of that, and the first order of business, I think, is will they or will they not trade Nolan Arenado? I'd lean them more 80-20 yes, but those percentages are getting a little bit closer the longer this thing hangs out there, and I don't know which teams actually are taking him at this point. So we'll see where all that goes. That's probably move number one. And if they didn't move Arenado, they will move somebody because they have to reduce salary. That's what they've said they're going to do. They want to reduce salary and open up pathways for younger players to play. So we'll
who
see where
would
it goes.
Be the other pick, you think, if they didn't go with Arenado?
I think they'll probably trade some pitchers, Kim. I think you know, Eric Fetty would be attractive to somebody. I think Steven Matz, certainly they'd like to. If they could, I would think Miles Michaelis probably doesn't have that much of trade value, but he's someone who gets paid a hefty amount. He has a no trade clause, though. If I'm Miles Michaelis, I'm like, forget that. I'm pitching for the Cardinals, making money.
Thank you.
Spring training's in Jupiter. It's my hometown. You know,
just he's got.
Where
to
am I going?
He's got to regrow the stash. That 70 stash that he wears.
And Arenado's got that power. You know, he can say, I don't want to go there. I'm not. I'm good. So you know, that's the thing. He rejected the trade to Houston. So it'll be an interesting thing where all that goes. All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to go back down to I like just sitting here chatting.
We were having a great time with you. We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
We should give you a chair so you're more comfortable. You can stay longer.
Well, he can't stay. He can never stay long,
spot.
So you got to rush him back out
this
here.
Is my spot.
All right,
I got to go.
Yep, thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
See
appreciate
you, Tom.
It. Yep, thank you. Speaking of what's going on in down in New Orleans, we're going to get you a live report coming up here after the break. Normally, we would do another news here, and with Carl out and Ethan running the board, that would fall to Kim this morning. But what we're going to do, we're going to call an audible here in sports speak,
And we're going to get to a reporter from WWL in Louisiana, in New Orleans, who's been on the ground down there and worked there for like 10 years now. He was in TV, and now he does radio down there. That sounds familiar, huh? And his name is Ian Ozine. We're going to get him on the phone when we come back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.